Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Hello and welcome to one, welcome to all, Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe with you, kicking off yet another day of trying to shine the light of truth, dispel the darkness, and make sense out of a lot of nonsense. I mean, there are moments, right? There's a lot of people that are married, that listen to the show, certainly been in relationships. You know, sometimes you step in it bad. You don't necessarily want to admit that you stepped in it bad, so you try to fix your behavior a little, try to do a few things that really draws attention to the better side, to when you show your love and your consideration. The Speaker Mike Johnson trying to do that with the spending bills. He stepped in it awfully bad with the FISA vote. Did a terrible thing with that last Friday. Now he is promising up and down votes on Israel funding, Ukraine funding, Taiwan funding, and then some additional stuff. Now, not that I want to see him spend all this money, but by isolating the bills, it almost feels like a little bit of a mea culpa. Please love me. I'm trying to be better. Will you forgive me? Is it too little too late? I mean, I still think it's a great idea, but is it too little too late to save his speakership? We'll get into that. Yesterday, chance of death to America with the Hezbollah flag unfurling here on the homeland. What does the White House have to say? We're stronger than ever. Wow, tone deaf. 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now in Wilmington, Delaware, 9:07 a.m. In Dublin, it is 2:07 p.m. And in Moscow, 4:07 p.m. And right now, as we speak in Tokyo, it is 10:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check. DM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to, that means trademarked, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour to ensure one can't possibly claim ignorance. Somehow they weren't given a heads up. Nobody warned them as to the true nature, the unvarnished truth of the depth and breadth of scum and villainy that is the Biden crime family. Those just a few of the multitude of locations that they DBA do business as the Biden crime family, trading influence for money at your and my expense. Well, hello, welcome. I look every little victory, right? We are in day two of the week. That means we survived day one. And now we move on to fight yet another day. Would love to hear from you as always. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. Of course, you can text or call that number. Emails to joe@regjoeshow.com. joe@regjoeshow.com. That's the way to do it each and every Monday through Friday. Apologies in advance. A little hoarse today. It is nothing. I don't have a debilitating disease. It is the wonderful change of seasons. We have spring upon us, and it is wreaking havoc, as it always does, or seemingly always does, on my breathing and my my vocal cords a little. But we'll get through it. It takes a few days. The body acquiesces, gets used to the weather. Believe me, I'm much, much happier when it's springtime. Now, of course, as we have tried to troubleshoot, how do we fix this? There has been talk of just relocating Studio 76 to, you know, Palm Beach or something, where we never have to worry about it getting too far into winter. But as of yet, Mrs. Regular Joe has not agreed to that relocation. So we will see. I have been lobbying. I don't want anyone to misunderstand. I would keep my home in Wisconsin. I would just spend a few months not in Wisconsin because it gets a little cold and I'm getting older. So what can I tell you? I love a nice, cold, white Christmas. Then beyond that, I'm pretty much okay with it getting warm again. You know, like Thanksgiving to, say, January 5th, that should be winter. From that point forward, it should just be summer. It's nice pool weather everywhere. I mean, I wonder, does that make me a global climate change advocate? Because I'm actually advocating for... I once had a conversation with Mrs. Regular Joe where she had this theory. Now, I warn you, there's absolutely nothing. I hope there's nothing whatsoever scientific about this. I just want you to understand that. This was nothing more than, I think, pure emotional discourse on the part of my wife, which was that she is convinced that at some point the weather will shift. Now, she does not believe in global climate change and all the other nonsense, the environmentals, but we are kind of having fun with it. And maybe the weather will all shift at some point, and Wisconsin will become a tropical oasis. And I'm like, all right, if we're going to get there, can we get there soon? But yeah, I mean, again, it's beautiful at Christmas time. If you have, although this past, it was kind of warm in this past Christmas, which I don't like a warm Christmas. I digress. There's actual things to talk about. There's important things. I'm waiting for somebody to text in. Why aren't you yelling about something? How dare you have any discourse on life or anything outside of the world of politics? Which, by the way, just for the record, I just had this conversation yesterday. I had a great lunch meeting with some wonderful patriots. And we were having it, and this is actually pertinent, not only to my discourse on winter, but just in general. And two great patriots working very, very hard to make a difference at the level they can and they're plugged in. And I always appreciate those conversations. But one of the things that I thought was interesting as we talked about it, now, two gentlemen, they do a lot in the world of politics, but they have quote-unquote day jobs, as many do. And we were having the conversation about the kind of elite idea that we get struck with by, and I'm speaking in this case, the elite Republican class. Some might call it the rhino class, the swamp, whatever you want to, the status quoers, that they think that the work we do, me in the form of my show and my nonprofit, these gentlemen and the work that they do, which I'm purposely not mentioning because for the sake of their own privacy, or privacy, if you're British, but that it's all kind of like it's a game, right? It's something we're doing because we want to be noticed or we want people to like, I don't know. They have these really weird ideas. And we had this very blunt conversation. We don't want to do this forever. We don't always want to have to fight the political battle, but we're in the battle because the time is now. It is necessary. It is needed. Our country is on the line. Our republic is on the line. Our future for our children and their children are all on the line. And so from that point of view, you know, like the old saying, now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. But part of our conversation was, what do we want to do? Like if we actually win, when we win this battle, or when it's time to hand things over to someone else, a next generation. Hopefully at a time when we have actually had a successful victory in this battle of politics. You know, what do we do there? And so from all that point of view, I think I've talked about this on the show. You know, for me, a retirement that I won't go into until we have sufficiently secured the future of our republic, is I want to do an oldies radio show. And I mean 50s and 60s. It's where I started in radio. I loved 50s and 60s music. I want to do a morning show in a small beach town, finish my morning show, and then go hang out at the beach, out on the boardwalk, whatever it might be, and enjoy the beachy weather, my children and my grandchildren, and just live out my days doing that for as long as I can on the radio and just enjoy life. And it's important for us to have these goals because far too many people get into the world of politics and into this battle for our country as a full-time career forever. This is the plan isn't to get in, win something, and move on. It's to get in and keep the battle going and make that the retirement plan. And look, there's some very good people that work in and around politics. They're not always elected officials. Sometimes they're staffers that have dedicated their lives to doing the right thing. And I take nothing away from them. But what we're dealing with in our country right now, what we have going on, is a battle for the soul of our country. It's a war. And just like in World War I and World War II, citizens stepped up, got in, fought the war, and when the war was won, they went back to living their lives. Now, we kept a standing military. We had to be ever vigilant to protect our freedom and ensure we didn't have a repeat of what we saw in World War II happen again, or at least hopefully never happen again. And there are those that will be called upon to volunteer and serve in that capacity in the military, and they have for decades now. And the same is true with the battle we're in now. And I think this is, for me at least, this is helpful that it's not forever. At least it shouldn't be forever. Now, you don't go in 1942 and say, well, I'm going to give you 4 years and then I'm done. You know what I mean? You go into the battle, you fight until you've won the war. So I'm not saying, I'm not putting a limit on what I'm doing, and nor do I think you should, but my point to this is we should enter into this with the idea that there's something on the other side. The struggle will always be there at some level. That never changes. It never will change. That is the nature of mankind. There's always going to be a struggle between those that want freedom and those that want to subjugate, that want to control. The key is never letting those that want to subjugate and control to gain too much power that they can actually start to hurt people, hurt countries, take away that freedom. Unfortunately, again, in human nature, we tend to ignore these sometimes and it metastasizes and all of a sudden we have this big problem and we have to go to battle. In World War II, it was a physical battle. In our current state in this country, it's a political and cultural battle. And we have to fight it without question. But we should fight it very much present of mind of what we do next, of what it is worth, because that's our motivation, right? We're not fighting the battle for the sake of politics. We're fighting the battle to win. And I think that's something that desperately separates us from the political class, the status quo class. Oh, I mean, sure, they invest in companies, they get insider stock tips, they come in middle class, sometimes lower middle class, they leave multimillionaires. So it's not that they don't have other things going on in their life, but at the end of the day, the end-all be-all of their existence is to be in politics. It's where you hear some say things like, since the day I was born, I wanted to be fill in the blank, a congressman, a senator, president, whatever it is. And again, you can have whatever aspiration you want. It's a free country. But when that's the totality of it, it can get kind of scary because again, you want to reach your goal. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to compromise to get to that goal? So my point in mentioning all this is we had a fun conversation when we realized, again, that one of our shared values is we're doing this to win because there are bigger and better things that we can do with the talents that God has given us. Now, look, all that being said, I don't want to scare anyone. I don't plan on leaving this mic anytime soon. And if I had to put a guess on it, I'll spend the next 20 years doing the regular Joe show, God willing. But I will always have in my mind that goal, that time in my life when I get to enjoy the fruits of the labor, hanging out at the beach with my children and grandchildren after playing a great set of the Four Tops, the Temptations, Martha Reeves, and the Beach Boys, and knowing that our republic is safe and secure for the generations to come.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.